Hi, this is Ray Lynn, and you're listening to KBOO Portland.
This is KBOO Portland, listener-powered, non-corporate community radio.
Changes which are to come can only come as a result of a program worked out by black people. And for black people to be able to work out a program, they need to defeat the one main element in politics which was working against them, and this was a psychological feeling of inferiority.
Welcome back, family. This is Voices of the Iron Front, a radio broadcast for the ones who keep it going when it gets too hard. For the caretakers, the dreamers, the disruptors, the elders, and the youth. For the people who build while the world tries to break us. I'm your host, DJ Mikey Umoja, and this is episode 2. Last time, we broke open the legacy of black anti-fascism, and we ended with a call to understand mutual aid, not as charity, but as survival. Not as something soft, but something strategic. So today, we pick up where we left off. With more weight, more heat, and of course, more love. We'll go deep on how political education sharpens us, how resistance must be passed between generations, and how care work holds our movements together. And for the first time, we bring you the Gaza Report, a short, focused update on the genocide in Palestine and what it means to show up for people under siege. So let's begin. Now, let's come back to something that's always been with us, long before it had a name. And it's what we were talking about last episode 2 as well. But I would like to touch back on it and get back into it. And that's about mutual aid. Now, this is a concept that's not new. It's not trendy. It's not a buzzword. It's ancestral. It's sacred. It's what our people have done to survive every storm this state has thrown at us. Now, in the stories passed down through blood and breath, our grandmothers used to share what little they had with neighbors because they had to. Not out of charity, not out of pity, but because survival has never been individual. Our survival has always been collective. From maroon communities that fed each other in the bush, to enslaved people pooling coins to buy each other's freedoms, to black mothers forming underground clinics when hospitals shut their doors. We've always had each other. Now, when I say mutual aid is revolutionary, I don't mean it's just helpful. I mean it is a deliberate rejection of the system that leaves us behind. It is the practice of imagining and creating a world that prioritizes people over profit and care over cruelty. Now, the Black Panther Party didn't feed kids in the morning just for optics. They did it because no child should go hungry. Because a full belly is the first step towards liberation. Because if the state won't love us, then who the hell will? We will. And when you're building something that real, something that threatens power that deeply, it will be attacked. COINTELPRO didn't target the Panthers just because of guns. It was because they fed people, they housed people, they organized people, they made the state look useless. And that to them is dangerous. That to this society is dangerous. Right now across the country, we're seeing echoes of that same energy. People are creating bail funds, rent relief, ride shares, food programs. They're not waiting, they're not begging, they're just doing. And the system hates that. So it criminalizes care. It harasses volunteers. It shuts down free fridges. It demonizes mutual aid as extremism. And what it's really afraid of is what we're building, which is power. Horizontal, relational, people-centered power that cannot be bought or sold. Now, mutual aid reminds us that we don't need to scale up to matter. One person helping another, right? That is the revolution. A neighborhood creating its own safety network, that is community defense. These are the roots of something far deeper than charity. This is survival work. This is abolitionist work. This is the practice of freedom in real time. And yes, it's messy. Sometimes it's disorganized. Sometimes people flake. Resources run dry or tensions rise. That's real. That's human. But unlike this state, mutual aid doesn't disappear when it's inconvenient. It adapts and it keeps going because it has to. Because we have no other choice but each other. So if you've ever shared food, sent money, washed a neighbor's kid, cooked for a protest, or housed a friend in crisis, you know, you're a part of this lineage. You are doing the work. You know, you are also proof that another world is possible because you're already living like it's here. This is not just logistics. This is about love. It's about being strategic, stubborn, but being defiant in love. Mutual aid isn't about just about saving people. It's about showing up. It's about being consistent and imperfectly together because the system was never built for us. Let me say this again louder for the folks in the back, just in case y'all forget this sometimes. This system was never built for us, and we are done waiting for it to care. We're building something better. We're doing it with our bare hands, our full hearts, and our refusal to let each other fall, because that is what our ancestors stood on. That is what our ancestors passed down to us. And that is the liberation that our ancestors want to see. Stay tuned. We will be right back. You are listening to Voices of the Iron Front right here on KBOO 90.7 FM.
Well, My simple advice, I told you already. Don't make me say it twice. I don't like when you talk bad about my friends. How about when you speak, you never listen. I tell you my truth, but will you throw it in my face at the end of the day? But I want you all the time. Because we're trying to build, but I sometimes fight with myself. Now I cry to myself, never tell a lie to myself, 'cause it's only me. But you already know, don't you though? You're like my mirror, so there's no point trying to lie. Just I'm releasing this pent up inside. My life, my love, my life. Do you understand? I don't like how you think you are always right. Can we disagree and we not fight? I tell you the truth, but see you've thrown it in my face at the end of the day. You all the time, even if we have to fight, never matters who's right, because we're trying to build deep in my heart. I'm sure of myself, I'm sure of myself.
right here on KBOO 90.7 FM. I am your host, DJ Mikey Umoja. And let's get right back into it. Now, in this segment, I want to talk about political education as armor. Now, political education is how we remember who we are. It's how we sharpen our tools in a world that, you know, really tries to keep us dull, distracted, and divided. I mean, look at this last election. Look who voted for the other side. Dull, distracted, and divided. They know to play on that side because they know what their insecurities are. They know what their weaknesses are. And that's being dull, distracted, and divided. But it's like I said, what we're doing, we're sharpening our tools. Because it's not an accessory to the movement. It's backbone. You know, political education, without it, we're just reacting. But with it, we're building. We're choosing to as well. And we're preparing for the long haul. Now, this system counts on our confusion. It floods us with noise, with misinformation, and with contradiction. It wants us to forge our lineage and to doubt our instincts and to also scroll past the truth. But education, that deep, intentional study of liberation, it pulls us out of that fog. It gives us language for what we've always known in our bones, that something is deeply wrong, that something better is possible. That it's not a flaw in the system, it is the system. Think of how many of us through 12 years of public school never heard of the Tulsa Massacre, never read about Assata Shakur, never learned that the police evolved from slave patrols, never understood that redlining wasn't a mistake, it was a strategy. They taught us that colonizers were explorers, that slavery was an unfortunate chapter, that America is a land of equal opportunity. But political education tears off the mask. It says, no, look closer. And that's why they fear it. That's why they're banning books like it's the medieval ages. That's why they surveil black study classes and criminalize ethnic studies. Because they know the minute we understand, the minute we organize, is the minute we remember and we start to imagine. The minute we name the pattern, we can break it. And let's be real, this isn't just about formal education. Some of the deepest learning I've ever done happened in basements, on porches, at vigils, inside jail cells, at healing circles, workshops. It happened when an elder looked me in the eye and told the truth. When someone passed me a book that cracked my world open. When I heard a chant that made my chest burn. When I found language for my rage and in my hope. And political education isn't cold. It's not just about theory, it's personal. It's what helps us name what hurt us and what's also failed us and what's also molded us. And it gives us power to say, I am not broken, the world is. And then it gives us a roadmap out. And that's why we study. You know, that's why each other's writing is important to learn and to thrive off of that writing, those speeches, watching documentaries, holding teach-ins, sharing zines, sharing platforms like this, and argue, not to win, but to grow. We do this to build our collective muscle. We do it to stay sharp, because when the state comes for us, and it will, it doesn't just come with weapons. It comes with confusion. It comes with erasure. It comes with lies. If we're not grounded in truth, we'll fall for anything. But when we're educated, truly, truly educated, we cannot be shaken. We can see the play before it runs, or the tactic before it lands. We also can become harder to silence, harder to isolate, and harder to break. That's why we say education is armor. Not to protect us from learning hard truths, but to protect us with those truths. So let's start learning, y'all. Let's ask the big questions. Let's disagree and come back stronger. Let's teach what we know and admit when we don't. Let's read together. Let's think together. Because liberation doesn't just live in our fist. It lives in our minds, and it questions our clarity. The more we understand, the more powerful we become. That's why they want us ignorant. And that's why we refuse to be. We're going to come right back. You are listening to Voices of the Eye in Front right here on KBOO 90.7 FM. Stay locked.
something from you. Baby girl, link up tonight, cause I want to feel ya. You are the one I need.
I do something for me.
Gonna get you a drink, baby, make you come dance with me, I'm never gonna let another man take you away.
Usually I don't open up, I probably should.
Baby, I'm not the one to turn down. Me and you only get one chance. Girl, I go die for the matter.
I do something for me. Yeah. You do something for me. If I like what I see, then you got the recipe.
Yeah, yeah.
See how far you can go. Make me wanna get close.
Y'all take it easy with your body, don't play me. Y'all let it think of your love on a daily. Y'all take it easy with your body, don't play me. Y'all let it think of your love on a daily. Y'all take it easy with your body, don't play me. Y'all let it think of your love on a daily. Y'all take it easy with your body, don't play me. Y'all let it think of your love on a daily.
And now here's your 60-second ancestral guided meditation. Begin with a slow inhale and exhale. Close your eyes. Feel the ground beneath you. You're not sitting on the floor, you are sitting on the bones of your people. You're being held by a thousand prayers whispered through time. Breathe in. Feel the warmth at your back. That's your ancestors standing behind you. Some have names you know. Some were never allowed to keep theirs. Allow all of them to walk with you. Breathe out. Release what does not belong to you. Let go of shame, fear, and anything placed on you by those who could not see your worth. Breathe in again. Whisper this inside yourself. I am the answer to someone's prayer. I am protected. I am guided. I am loved. Let your next breath be for them. Let your next breath be for you. Now slowly return. And that is your 60-second ancestral guided meditation. Welcome back to Voices of the Iron Front, right here on KBOO 90.7 FM. I am your host, DJ Mikey Umoja, and we're going to go right back into it. And in this segment, I want to talk about intergenerational resistance and how it applies to this movement, Black anti-fascism, community organizing, BIPOC resistance, Black liberation, how it fits into all that narrative. Resistance, once again, is not new. It didn't begin with us either, and it sure as hell will not end with us. Now, every time we take to the streets, we write a letter, or we feed a neighbor, or say no to the world as it is, we are echoing those who came before. We are also walking a path carved by our ancestors who dared to fight even when the odds were impossible. Even when nobody believed them, they didn't live long enough to see the world they dreamed of. We're taught to think of history like a line behind us. But for us, for the oppressed and for the dispossessed, history is a circle. It loops through blood and memory, and it lives in scars and lullabies. Oof. Let me say that again. Some of our history, it loops through blood and memory, and it lives in scars and through lullabies. And when we organize, across generations, we're not just building movements, we're building continuity. We are refusing to let our stories be interrupted. Now, too often we let the system divide us by age. The youth are called naive, the elders are called outdated, but we forget the same government that locks up teenagers also locked up freedom fighters. Those same cops who patrol our neighborhoods today are using the same playbook they used in the 60s, in the 20s, in the 1800s. Nothing about this is new. Our elders carry wounds most of us can't see. Wounds from betrayal, from surveillance, from movements that burn out or broke apart. But they also carry wisdom. Not just strategies, but stories. Stories of survival. Some stories and strategies that you may have never even thought. You may have studied, you may have, you know, looked up, researched, examined, but stories of survival from them are some of those stories that you never thought you would hear, that you never would consider, but you take with you and you put in your arsenal because they are of how they kept organizing after comrades were killed. They are stories of how they were made something. They made something out of nothing, literally nothing, of how they stayed soft in a hard world. And our youth, well, they carry fire and they carry clarity. They're not waiting for permission to change the world. And I love that about the Black liberation of this day and age. They're starting abolitionist book clubs in their high schools. They're coding apps to track police violence. They're unlearning respectability and choosing liberation. They're unlearning respectability and choosing liberation. They're naming things we were too afraid to name. This youth, they are not afraid of the future. They are not the future. They are the present, and they need to be treated like it. But intergenerational resistance, it isn't automatic either. It takes work. It takes humility. It means elders have to be willing to listen, to let go of control, and to remember that every generation speaks a different dialect of the same dream. And it means the youth have to be willing to ask questions and to honor the labor that came before, which means understanding that wisdom doesn't always come with a mic or a degree. Now, if we're serious about liberation, we can't afford to throw anyone away. The elder in the corner who saw the Panthers fall and still shows up every week, they're still there. The 15-year-old who's building an organizing toolkit on Instagram, they're here. And we need both. We need to build not pyramids, but circles. Not hierarchies, but homes. The system is betting on our disconnection. It wants the past forgotten. It wants the future fractured. But when we sit together at kitchen tables and in community meetings, at protests and storytelling circles, we defy that and carry our memory into motion. So ask your elders what they remember. Ask them what they regret or what they still believe in. And then tell your younger comrades what you've seen. Tell them what worked and what hurt and what you're still dreaming of. Because the struggle is older than all of us, and it will outlive all of us. But in this brief moment that we're all alive together, we get to choose how we carry the torch. So let's carry it with tenderness, with courage, and with memory. And let's carry it like the ancestors are watching, because you better damn believe they are. Stay tuned. You're listening to Voices of the Iron Front right here on KBOO 90.7 FM. I am DJ Mikey Umoja. And we're so happy to have you once again join us on this episode. So stick tight and we'll be right back.
Sometimes you just want to restart. Looking for ways to get rid of some things. Thrilling or simple. Everything must go. Whether it takes all day or all night.
She could rob my face, I don't want nothing in return. Her body counting who she fuck ain't never my concern. I'm trying to buy my neighbor house.
We back at it again.
Yeah. Could rob my face, I don't want nothing in return. Except for some her time and all her love, that's my concern. I'm trying to buy my neighbor house and turn it to a y'all. If you don't know my grandma name, then we ain't really dogs, bitch.
I shook your hand, I don't respect. Don't call me king, I'm not your twin, I'm not your brother, we just met. See, I won't purchase, no Birkin. Got hobbies, got purpose, got thumpers, I'm perfect. Yeah, Kelly Green wagon look better when the gloom out. Canary shine brighter in the dark, I bought the move out. The plane fly better when it's just me and the pilot. Tuition for the mileage, it's worth it for the silence. There he goes, he cast bras like radio. Shit your lady knows, it's young T like baby clothes. And I got that fire, and I got good dick. Guap long, dick long, plus I look good, bitch. She could rob my face, I don't want nothing in return. Because if she get off, then I get off, that's my concern. I'm trying to buy my neighbor house and turn it to a yard. If you don't know my grandma name, then we ain't really dogs. Bitch, that's a lot of motherfucking necklace. 5, 6, 7 is a figure for a set list. Ring, 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 bitch, pick up the phone. I don't care if y'all together, I would tell down at home. Shit, I shipment through Perry and back a Phantom of the Threads. A driver's seat of the Enzo could barely fit my leg. And Virgil, my chaperone, he look out from overhead. Not sure what you overheard, but it's probably what I said. Bitch, I'm out here living, y'all on the feed. My girl look like Zaza Beats and Khalees. I pull up in the what the fuck is that, dog? It's Mr. Peculiar, that's who I be, who I be. Niggas telling women how they body supposed to be, but never take advice from any nigga with a lean gut. Keep your chair rocking and my 2 cents in your pocket. Your only option, I don't play no motherfucking game. She could rob my face, I don't want nothing in return. And will I ever fall in love again? I can't confirm. I'm trying to buy my neighbor house and turn it to a yard. If you don't know my daughter name, then we ain't really dog.
Dog tooth, yeah, nigga, yeah. Dog tooth, dog tooth.
With me. trees. Let's jump into the lake and cast all of these. For the night is young and the future is here. Walking through the dark, walking after dark, walk with me. Walk with me, talk with me, be with me.
Voices of the Iron Front, right here on KBOO 90.7 FM. And now we turn to the Gaza Report. Over the past month alone, 549 Palestinians have been killed by Israeli forces while seeking humanitarian aid, and more than 4,066 have been wounded, according to Gaza's government media office, citing hospital records. In just the past 24 hours, at least 47 more have been killed in fresh airstrikes across Gaza. These numbers only tell part of the story. Only 56,000 Palestinians have been killed since October 7th, with more than 132,000 injured. Hospitals, shelters, schools, entire neighborhoods have been leveled. Bodies lie undiscovered under collapsed buildings. Families vanish without a trace. On-the-ground journalists and medical workers warn that the real death toll is likely far higher than Gaza's ministry figures can account for. Today, we also learned that 70 Palestinians were shot and killed near aid distribution sites, according to local reports. These killings aren't isolated. They're part of a systematic pattern of tanks, snipers, drones, and even grenade launchers turned on vulnerable crowds fleeing hunger. Echoing what Palestinian journalist Jamil Attili said after barely escaping the scramble for food, this isn't aid, it's humiliation, and it's death. Aid has been transformed into a battlefield. Survival is a risk. Hunger is a nightmare made real. This is not collateral damage. It is genocidal policy. The aid infrastructure is weaponized. Neighbors shot for reaching for wheat, parents losing children for searching for water. This is state-engineered suffering. We will not normalize it. Our grief stretches from Gaza's rubble to our hearts. Our resistance stretches from solidarity to action. Free Palestine, always. You're listening to Voices of the Iron Front right here on KBOO 90.7 FM. Stay tuned for our closing thoughts. Keep it locked. Welcome back to Voices of the Iron Front right here on KBOO 90.7 FM. Take a breath with me. We covered a lot today. Mutual aid once again as the lifeblood of black anti-fascism. Political education as the armor we carry into battle. The sacred responsibility of building intergenerational movements. And the quiet, radiant power of care work. The work that keeps us alive when the world tells us to disappear. And of course, Gaza, always Palestine, because we will not look away. You might be feeling full right now, or heavy, or angry, or tired, and that's okay. That means your spirit is listening. That means you're still in it. This work we do, it is not glamorous. It will not always be thanked, but it is sacred, because every time we resist, every time we show up, And every time we say, you will not take my people without a fight, we are saying yes to life and yes to possibility. And most importantly, yes to something better than survival, dignity, joy, healing, and freedom. And don't let anyone tell you that this is too radical, this is too much, or this is too idealistic. The world as it stands was built on genocide, on slavery, on extraction, and greed. If that's what they call normal, then let us be too much. Let us be disrupted, be disruption, and let us be refusal. We are not alone in this fight, and we never have been. And behind us stand the ones who made a way out of no way. The ones who whispered freedom into chains and who saw and who sang to each other through the walls of slave ships and screamed truth from courtroom benches, who hid fugitives under floorboards and fed rebels with their last scraps of bread. The ones who did not live to see the world they dreamed of, but dared to dream it anyway. We are their dream. We are their wildest visions of people who never got the chance to speak our names. And it is our duty to be loud and to be brave and to be tender, but to also build what they could only imagine. We are their wildest dreams. So go out into the world tonight knowing this: you are not small and you are not alone and you are not powerless. You are standing on the traditions of revolutionaries and you are walking with ancestors. And as long as you keep moving, we all do. We all do. This has been Voices of the Iron Front. I am your host, DJ Mikey Umoja, and I will see you next month. Until then, stay grounded, stay dangerous, and stay in the fight. And remember, we are not just our ancestors' wildest dreams. We are their living, breathing, fighting continuation. They live in every act of defiance, every word of love, every refusal to be broken. So let's make them proud. See you next time. We are.
to my tank, yeah. We ain't going to the movies, we can roll a doobie, kicking in the dark. It ain't gotta be bougie, open up the roof, we gazing at the stars. My Venus and Mars, thousands on my chart. And in the bank, since I've been frank, yeah.
I'm Molly, and you're listening to KBOO Portland.
Connect with your favorite community radio station on social media.
Our Facebook page is facebook.com/kboomradio.
And follow us on Twitter at twitter.com/kboo.
We also